also agreed to counter Chinese economic aggression. There's a court hearing this hour on the challenge two unions have filed against the Trump administration's effort to dismantle USAID. CBS's Natalie Brand is at the White House.
President Trump alleged on social media that the agency has corruption at levels rarely seen before, saying, quote, close it down. Thursday, Secretary of State Marco Rubio, the acting administrator of USAID, took a more measured tone, saying the U.S. will continue to provide foreign aid, but in a way that furthers the interests of the United States.
If you don't have the flu, you probably know someone who does. The CDC says this year's flu season is the worst in 15 years. 12-year-old Alexandra Cantor of Ardsley, New York is suffering from it.
I think I caught the flu from a recent gymnastics competition because we were touching a lot of the same things.
From human flu to bird flu, Governor Kathy Hochul has ordered the closing of live poultry markets in the New York City area after bird flu was detected at some of them. CBS's Lilia Luciano in Queens says it's tough timing just ahead of the Super Bowl.
Chicken wings are a big part of it. It's extremely low, the risk of getting the bird flu from consuming chicken or eggs, and they're only focusing on these live markets.
It's getting more crowded in New Orleans.
Fans from near and far have converged on the Crescent City for the Super Bowl, and they've noticed the security enhancements put in place ahead of the game.
Definitely the heightened security makes me feel better.
Probably the biggest weekend here other than Mardi Gras, so if there's any time to have heightened security, it's probably this weekend.
Thousands of people are filling the French Quarter for parties and other events held in conjunction with the championship match, while thousands more are taking part in the NFL experience at the Montreal Convention Center. While some fans are rooting for their hometown teams, a few others are picking sides based on rivalries and love affairs.
Buffalo's not here, so I don't want KC to win.
I knew Travis Kelce before I got here, because he's with Taylor Swift.
Ian Ozan for CBS News, New Orleans.
The jobs report for January was lackluster. The economy created 143,000 jobs, fewer than expected. Chris Heise is the chief investment officer for Merrill and Bank of America.
Some of the service industries were a little weaker, where some of the manufacturing indices that have gone into expansion territory, that was the area that showed a little bit of growth.
The unemployment rate fell from 4.1 to 4%. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A standout student athlete from St. Cat's has been named a winner at the Super Bowl. Mariano Talamantes beat out 58 other nominees nationwide to win the NFL Latino Youth Honors Award. Talamantes was nominated by the Green Bay Packers. It could be a snowy Saturday for some. Higher totals are called for the further north you go. After this past week, where several area squad cars were totaled after ice impact, local law enforcement is trying to get people ready. Molly Jones leaves behind a legacy of dedicated public service in Racine. The news of the 2nd District Alderwoman's death came yesterday through a statement from the city. Details about a funeral and a memorial for Alderwoman Jones are still being worked out. A Racine plan to reduce recidivism is a spotlight story at RacineCountyEye.com. A jobs training program and how it helps to impact the community is being covered today at Racine County Eye. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks take on the Hawks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are back in action tonight on the road against the Hawks. Milwaukee able to snap a four-game losing streak with a win in Charlotte Wednesday, even though Giannis Antetokounmpo was out with a sore calf muscle, head coach Doc Rivers.
Yeah, just, you know, we needed a win. I don't think anybody was that concerned by it, but no one likes losing, I can tell you that. And so getting a win, going to Atlanta, you know, hopefully having Giannis back, and you know, let's see what we have from there.
The Bucks confirmed that their mega trade sending Chris Middleton to the last place Wizards has been approved by the NBA. The team adding Kyle Kuzma from Washington and center Jericho Sims from the Knicks. Marjon Beauchamp was sent to the Clippers in exchange for guard Kevin Porter Jr. In college hoops, Wisconsin takes on Iowa at the Carver Hawkway Arena in Iowa City tomorrow, game time at 12 noon. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly sunny and pleasant today with highs nearing 30. Become cloudy tonight, falling to the mid-20s, and snow is likely tomorrow afternoon, with less than an inch of accumulation expected. Highs will flirt with the freezing mark in the low 30s. Few flurries still fly around at night, and it'll be sunny for Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Right now, it's 30. WRJN.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Hey, Robin.
Hey, Kurt.
My friend Robin is here. We were at a party the other night, and one of the conversations that we got going was stores that we grew up with that are no longer here.
Oh, this is the saddest thing about the times we're living in now. There is no such thing as a department store.
Right.
I think about that all the time. And I think about all the nostalgia that goes with it.
I remember going to, you mentioned department stores. I remember going to, it was a local one where I grew up in Elgin, Illinois, called Ackerman's Department Store. And at Ackerman's, you went to the shoe department and there was a guy there with the shoe horn to help you put your foot in the shoe. There was the, you know, the ladies' dress department. There was, you know, there were, like you said, just different departments all over. And there's nothing like that anymore.
No, I remember in Cedar Rapids where I grew up, there were four department stores pretty much at four corners or stores of that sort, but Armstrong's was our favorite. And they had the diner in the basement and they had the china and, you know, all that fancy wear. It was back then. And then it had levels with escalators. And, you know, of course the main floor was the perfume and that was like my favorite place. And then there was the teen shop called Plaid Place. And that was where if you were hip, you got all your cool clothes.
You know,
and
your then plaid, the other,
I don't know why it was called Plaid Place, but it's just times of
I suppose
and,
you know, there's Target, there's Target and there's Walmart, but it's not the same. You don't have the service, you know, like I said, you don't have the guy that helps you put your foot in the shoe with the shoehorn. And
exactly. You know. I mean, if you go to Macy's or any departments down south, it was Dillard's and there's other ones still around, Nordstrom, and it's just
even Sears. Sears doesn't exist anymore.
Goodness.
Kmart.
Montgomery Ward.
Yes. Do you remember
all these things?
Do you remember Zares?
Oh yes, I do.
Yeah.
That's true. And then there was a shop called Turnstile that was in between Lake Zurich and Arlington Heights in Illinois. And I'm like, I remember that store from when I was a little girl with my grandparents.
And now we just have Amazon.
And we do.
And there's my friend Robin. It's Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Look over yonder. What do you see? The sun is rising. Most definitely. A new day is coming. Ain't it beautiful? Ooh, crystal blue persuasion. Better get ready. Gonna see the light. Maybe tomorrow, when he looks down, every green field, in every town, all of his children, in every nation.
Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." Did you write the book of love, and do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, the day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. King was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned. Day that I die. swell. Through the birds flew off with a fallout shell. 8 miles high and falling fast. It landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sideline. And I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. And they were singing, bye, bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye, bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
Don McLean, American Pie, WRJN. Well, downtown Racine and WRJN invite you to the Downtown Chili Ice Walk. When is it? February 22nd, Saturday, What is it? It's 10 locations serving chili. It's ice sculpting all throughout downtown. It's a scavenger hunt for the kids. And it all runs from noon till 4. That's Saturday, February 22nd in downtown Racine. If you want to learn more, click on the Racine Downtown link at our website at WRJN.com.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
Born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Seeking the tastiest pizza in Racine? Well, then head straight to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. From classic cheese pepperoni and sausage pizzas to golden fried chicken to signature hot sandwiches, Ferraro's has all your cravings covered. Plus, don't miss February's special chili dog pizza, a savory chili base topped with melty cheddar cheese, juicy hot dog pieces, fresh onion, and a drizzle of liquid cheddar. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers.
Looking at the road that was laid before me.
From civil rights to business.
Food and like food trucks is just like a cool atmosphere.
Science to music.
Speaking of which, this is why I spit. Express sentiment, a lot of cats on here.
I'm Terry Barr, inviting you to join us right here for inspiring stories all month long.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, Racine Youth Sports. Get your kids in the game with registrations now available for baseball and flag football leagues starting in the spring. Racine Youth Sports teaches good sportsmanship, character, discipline, competitiveness, teamwork, and sports fundamentals in a positive and caring environment. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 sports registration certificates for just $12. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
After you've started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN, be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollman recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
It's Wipeout on WRJN. You know, Stridex used to use this to promote their acne treatment products in the 1980s with the tagline, "Wipe on Stridex, wipe out pimples."
She's got a ticket to ride. She's got a ticket to ride.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, and local news has never been covered more completely, as WRJN has partnered with the Racine County Eye to field Racine County's largest local news team. Now, in addition to our 98 years of experience covering local news, the Racine County Eye adds their journalistic experience to our on-air and online reporting. You'll hear the headlines on WRJN, then read the details online at racinecountyeye.com. A new era in local news coverage, the Racine County Eye and WRJN. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The mother of a man shot and killed in Kenosha last year stood with police today to try and find his killer. In a renewed effort to solve the homicide of Kenny Davidson, Kenosha police officials held a press conference this morning, joined by Davidson's family members. The department is urging anyone with information about the fatal shooting June 14th of last year to come forward. It happened near 36th Avenue and 47th Street. Police said this morning that despite an extensive investigation, additional leads are still needed. Alderwoman Molly Jones's second included the Southside Historic District and the headquarters of S.C. Johnson. She's being remembered as a champion for that area, serving five terms on the city council. Details about a funeral and a memorial for Alderwoman Jones are still being worked out. Mayor Corey Mason is praising her as a dear friend and exceptional public servant. A standout student athlete from St. Cat's has been named a winner at the Super Bowl. Mariano Talamantes beat out 58 other nominees nationwide to win the NFL Latino Youth Honors Award. Talamantes was nominated by the Green Bay Packers. He'll receive a $25,000 grant and will participate in several events this weekend. He's got plans to play at Carthage College next fall. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Partly sunny and pleasant today with highs nearing 30. Become cloudy tonight, falling to the mid-20s, and snow is likely tomorrow afternoon. With less than an inch of accumulation expected, highs will flirt with the freezing mark in the low 30s. A few flurries still fly around at night, and it'll be sunny for Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Right now, it's 30.
If you need me, call me. No matter where you are, no matter how far, just call my name. I'll be there in a hurry. On that you can depend and never worry.
Just remember what I told you the day I set you free. You go mountain high.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman, and it's time to play Can You Guess? 91% of men say they like to do this for women. Do what? Open doors. Yeah, I do.
Just wait and see.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Now, you have to wait till Monday morning to hear the next Don Rosen Morning Show, but the Don Rosen Morning Show is home to tons of entertaining and informative interviews with local folks every week, and now you can hear many of them in podcast form on demand. Just go to WRJN.com, click on the Don Rosen Morning Show, and listen.
Wouldn't it be nice? Say goodnight and stay together. Wouldn't it be nice if we could...
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Join us in welcoming Dan Marcus to our midday workday hours. Dan brings his passion for timeless hits to Racine every weekday from 9 till 2. You can also hear some of his great interviews and stories about some of our 60s and 70s biggest stars on his Dan Marcus Wax Museum podcast. And for that, you go to danmarcuswaxmuseum.com.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir. Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
A winter's day in a deep and dark December.
I am alone, gazing from my window to the streets below on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. Walls, a fortress deep and mighty that none may penetrate. I have no need of friendship. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. Feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock, I am an island. I have my books and my poetry to protect me. In my room, I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock, I am an island.
feels no pain, and an island never cries.
For 98 years, WRJN has provided local news, and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 4. And we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 23. Tomorrow, maybe some snow, mostly cloudy, and a high of 32.
Long as I remember, the rain been coming down. Clouds of mystery pouring, confusion on the ground. Could be truly ages, trying to find the sun.
Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
Kenosha. This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. During a joint news conference with Japan's prime minister at the White House, President Trump said he will fire some of the FBI agents who investigated January 6th cases.
We had some corrupt agents, and those people are gone, or they will be gone, and it'll be done quickly and very surgically.
The acting FBI director complied with an order to turn over that list of names to the Justice Department. Trump also announced Japan's Nippon Steel will drop its bid to buy U.S. Steel and will invest in the company instead.
I didn't want it purchased, but investment I love.
The president, in a joint news conference with Japan's prime minister, says he'll play a direct role in negotiating a deal with Japan's Nippon Steel.
We're going to meet with Nissan next week, the head of Nissan, very great company, and they'll